Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon is declining to seek the removal of two Hot Springs County commissioners. That's after a verified complaint alleged they violated their oaths of office when they reconsidered a land use change application. The complaint centered on two of the commissioners and a local family's request to change their land use from agricultural to commercial to create a campground on their property. After first denying the application in 2021, Commissioners Robert Aguiar and Paul Galovich moved to reconsider it in 2025 and eventually voted to approve it. Gordon said that flew in the face of proper process, which would have required the landowners to submit a new application. But Gordon added the commissioners' actions did not rise to the level of misconduct or malfeasance. Scientists are using new technologies to boost their efforts to protect endangered fish in the Colorado River. As Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, it's being deployed to root out harmful invasive species.
New sampling machines in the river are using something called eDNA to detect skin cells and other genetic markers of unwanted fish, like smallmouth bass. The bass eat other fish. Scientists want to help. Kimberly Dibble is a fish biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Arizona.
A lot of invasive species efforts are very costly. It takes a lot of boots on the ground, lots of hands in the water to try to find fish that are relatively rare in a system that haven't started increasing in population size yet. And so this technology allows us to sort of target certain areas for invasive species removal.
The goal is to create a broad network of the sampling machines in Western waterways. Dibble says eDNA tech will also help states monitor for dozens of other invasive species, including tiny zebra mussels that have recently infested the Colorado River. I'm Scott Franz.
Tribes from across the country are in Las Vegas for the Reservation Economic Summit, otherwise known as RES. Throughout the week, indigenous leaders will discuss financial challenges, healthcare innovations, and other key issues. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jimmy Romo has more from a welcome ceremony.
This year, RES is hoping to break its attendance record with over 5,000 attendees. Las Vegas Paiute Tribe members welcomed RES attendees to their ancestral Nuuvi or Southern Paiute land from an indigenous-owned art gallery off the Strip. Over 40 people from tribes across the country were in the crowd, including RES panelist Amber Lopez, who watched the ceremonial dances performed by a mother and son duo.
I'm feeling that this is a great start to RES. The dance for me was the opening of the whole week, and it just gave all the energy, all the feels. Everybody was into it.
Many attendees are excited to connect with other tribes to improve indigenous economic diversity. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jimmy Romo.
Never mind what the groundhog says, spring weather is arriving earlier every year. That's according to new research that shows our region is warming. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Yvette Fernandez reports.
Climate changes are bringing earlier seasonal warming to many pockets across our region. There are implications for wide-ranging impacts, from fewer snow days at ski resorts to parched farms and ranches. Zachary Labe, a climate scientist with the nonprofit Climate Central, says that sets the stage for potential disaster.
The combination of the warming temperatures and the soils that are drying out is creating conditions that are more favorable for wildfires. We're also seeing changes to things like invasive species and disease-carrying pests.
And add longer allergy seasons to the list. Some of the fastest warming cities in the study include Phoenix, Las Vegas, Reno, and Albuquerque. And parts of Utah, Colorado, and Idaho are facing warmer springtime temperatures. The study also shows extreme heat streaks in the summer are becoming more common. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
New research has linked moderate levels of wildfire smoke in the air, even a week before a health check, to changes in people's mental health scores. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The study, published in the Journal of Respiratory Research, suggests that wildfire smoke does more than irritate your lungs. It can also affect your mood and mental well-being. Team lead Shogong Long is an epidemiologist and associate professor of medicine at the University of New Mexico. He says even exposures of a few days can lead to temporary bouts of depression.
It's quite surprising to actually see this wildfire smoke, especially this acute exposure, is associated with mood, the changing some mental health measures as well.
Officials have issued early warnings ahead of what could be an active wildfire season this spring and summer. Long encourages people in the path of wildfire smoke to heed any warnings to wear masks or stay indoors. He says the links need more study to understand the full implications. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Sheridan High School graduate has earned Eagle Scout status. The Sheridan Press reports Enoch Lick will be honored at the end of the month with the Scouts BSA's highest award. For his project, he built a gazebo and benches for the Three Poles Recreation Area. A Rock Springs high schooler was recognized by the governor for his artistic act of civic engagement and his response to the pushback he received. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Brandon Swigert won a contest to design a new flag for the town, but it quickly became the subject of insults and derision from a city official. Swigert stood by his design, and the rest of the city council stood by him. During the legislative session, he was formally recognized by Governor Mark Gordon and members of the legislature. Gordon also presented Swigert with a challenge coin as a symbol of his personal respect. A Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation board member is set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the group. Kathleen Saito-Uil will be honored with the Douglas Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award in July. She was born in the camp and has led pilgrimage activities back to the site since she joined the board in 2009. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question, and it might be a tricky one. Where and when was the Battle of Wyoming? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what once major U.S. retailer had its roots in Wyoming? James Cash Penny started his first store 123 years ago in Kemmerer. J.C. Penny became one of the country's largest retailers before hitting a downturn and began shutting many of its stores starting in 2001. It's still in business, but much smaller than its peak in the 1970s. Congratulations to John Nugent, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.